That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Day, a letter was sent by Kay Kaiser to the Pine Ridge Chamber of Commerce asking for some assistance in finding a rare native plant of the state of Arkansas. Grandpappy Spears lost the letter, and as he told Lum about it, Lum gained the impression that Henry J. Kaiser had written the letter and was asking Lum to help him locate a site for a huge new industrial plant. So, of course, Lum went to work in a big way. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, sometimes, folks, eating the wrong combinations of foods can lead to after-eating distress or acid indigestion. And that's not very pleasant. When this happens to you, turn to the pleasant, fast relief Alka-Seltzer can give. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help settle an upset, jittery stomach, as well as help neutralize excess gastric acidity. And Alka-Seltzer's analgesic can help relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. Those are the reasons why we say there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And there's another reason, too. Only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. Now, you can get Alka-Seltzer's fast relief in any drugstore, and you will save money when you ask for the large 60-cent package. It contains over three times as many tablets as the smaller Get Acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. Always remember, for disagreeable acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store. Lum, the industrialist, is checking over a list of some kind. Listen.
Yeah, let's see here. I've got the steam shovel ordered. Bought the rope to rope over. We're going to have the groundbreaking ceremony. We've got the options on the land. We're going to build this plant. Oh, that reminds me, Abner. Did Squire call me while I was out?
Not that I know of. Was he supposed to?
Well, he ain't brung them option papers over for me to sign yet. And I was just wondering what was holding things up.
Yeah, well, I ain't saw him at all today.
Uh-huh. Well, he'll more likely show up pretty soon.
Yeah.
What else have I got on my list here? Oh, yeah, I've got to get hold of Eugene Blevins and have him build a speaker stand for me out there.
Speaker stand?
Yeah.
What's that for? I thought you were just going to break up a batch of ground.
Well, that's just part of it. We're going to have speeches, too, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Henry will want to give one, I know. And I've got half of mine wrote up already.
You have, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to cut mine short, though. Won't run over an hour, I don't believe.
An hour? As long you won't even get started in that length of time. I've heard you do out loud talking before. You won't even get up to the part where you tell about being a self-made man and walking 10 miles through 6 foot of snow to school every morning.
I ain't putting that in.
Barfooted.
I told you I ain't using that in this speech.
It'll get in there somewhere before you get done. I know you, Ron.
Well, unless Henry put something like that in his speech.
Did Mr. Kaiser walk barfooted through snow to school every morning, too?
He must have. All great men in this country did that as first, I know when he's young.
He did, huh?
Just read your history books. I think that's where it tells about it.
Doggy, to find a self-made man, just take off his shoes and see if they're frostbitten.
That's the only way you can get to be a self-made man, though.
Well, just who's going to hear you fellas make these speeches?
Oh, there's going to be a big crowd out there. I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's high time I was making an announcement on the party line.
What announcement?
You'll hear it. I'll show you how to get a crowd out when you want one.
That's a fire alarm ringing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Are you going to tell him Mr. Kaiser's coming to Pine Ridge?
Now, you'll see how I am.
Oh.
Hello, folks. There ain't no fire. This is just Lum Eddards at the Jot'em Down store, and I got a big special announcement to make. You all know where the old Thompson place is at, just east of town on the Cherry Hill Road there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, something terrible wonderful's going to happen out there next Monday afternoon.
Huh.
And you don't want to miss it. It's something that's going to mean a whole lot to Pine Ridge. So if you want the surprise of your life, be out there next Monday and bring your whole family. Tell all your friends. I thank you. There. Anything will get them out there, that ought to do it.
Well, why didn't you tell them about Mr. Kaiser?
I'm using psychology, that's why.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting their curiosities roused up where they won't stay home if they could. And besides that, I don't believe Hank would like it.
Well, why wouldn't
he? Oh, I don't know. See, what he wants is to have me and him go into business together on this new plant we're building, and If I was to tell everybody he's coming, why, right away, they'd all want to get in on it, too. And that'd just be a big nuisance to him.
You mean you want to get it all for yourself, huh?
I never said that.
No, that's what you mean,
though. Now, listen, Abner, I'm just looking out for Henry's best interest.
Well, that's nice of you.
He wants me to handle things before he gets here, and I guess that's what I'm doing.
Well, are you and him going in partnerships on this thing, Ron?
Oh, I reckon that's the way he'll want it. I don't think I'll give in to him right away, though.
You won't, huh?
What I might do is just agree to take over the manager's job or maybe be head vice president or something. Be a big figurehead, you know.
Yeah.
See, the way I look at it is that he's the one that's putting up the capital money for our plan, so he ought to have a pretty good position in the company. Of course, on the other hand, there's my brains.
Your brains?
Yeah, you can't overlook them.
Oh, I think he'll be willing to, Lum. You work hard and all that. After all, what's brains?
Well, no, Everett.
I wouldn't let a little thing like that be a hindrance if I was you. Lots of fellas have made their mark in this world without no brains. Take our Hodgkin, for instance.
Listen, Abner.
I bound you, he's made more money out of that livery stable of his than every fella in this town.
Oh,
you know how many brains ours got. He can't even write his own name. Don't even know how to make an X, in fact.
Abner, I ain't worried about my brains.
That's the way to feel about it. Good for you, old boy.
I mean, I've got just as many as anybody. More even.
Sure you have. Might not work very good, but I bet you've got them up there.
Now, listen here, Abner Peabody. If you're incinerating my brain...
Stop worrying about it. I promise I won't say a word to Mr. Kaiser about it. You just watch yourself. You'll never
know. Well, I don't want you talking to Mr. Kaiser at all. Or nobody else, far as that goes.
You don't, huh?
Well, everybody will want to get in on all the things that we're building, and we just can't have them in it, that's all.
Well, what else are you going to build around here?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe them newfangled houses. Prefabric houses, I think they call them there.
Fabric?
Yeah, I believe that's it.
Houses made out of cloth?
Well, no.
Oh, surely the lumber shortage ain't got that bad.
No, I
don't believe them things will hold up long. Of course, now, you take that place old Bess is living in out there, though, that's practical what he's got, come to think about it. Got canvas and toe sacks and I don't know what all nailed on there for walls.
Abner, a prefabric house don't mean that you make them.
Doggy, that'd be funny living in a gingham house, wouldn't it? A calico cottage. Doggy's one good rain might shrink a mansion right down to a dingbat.
Abner, if you'll just hesh up for a minute, I'll explain to you that you don't make them out of cloth.
Doggy, stick your head out of the window during the rain and it shrink right around your neck. Be wearing a whole north side of the house for a necktie.
Prefabric just means that they make them up ahead of time.
Uh-uh.
They build the houses at the factory and then send them out to people.
Through the mail? Doggies, I'm glad I ain't got a mail carrier's job, I can tell you that.
Well, I don't mean they send the whole house out. They take it apart first, tear them down.
Well, why'd they go to all the trouble of building them for if they're just going to tear them down again? Somebody ought to tell them.
Well, what they do is make the different parts of a house and send them out, and then whoever buys them puts it together.
Who's been telling you all this junk?
I read about it in the papers.
Mom, I think you ought to be careful what you're getting yourself into. This whole thing sounds crazy to me.
What do you mean, crazy?
Well, here you are going around buying up land, renting steam shovels, getting a big crowd of people together, and you don't even know for sure if Mr. Kaiser's coming here or not.
Well, dude done it. He wrote a letter to me.
He wrote it to the Chambers of Commerce.
Well, I told you that's the only way he had of getting in touch with me.
And I ain't too sure it's from Mr. Kaiser, neither.
Well, how can you say a thing like that?
Did you ever see the letter he wrote?
Well, no. Grandpap lost it before I ever had a chance to see it.
That's all you're going on is Grandpappy fears his word. And you know how he gets things mixed up, Lum.
Well, he can surely read a letter and tell you what it said 5 minutes later.
He'll tell you, but it's generally his own idea. Just makes it up to suit himself.
Oh, I don't know. You take that stuff he reads in the almanac and he can tell you that word for word.
Well, he ought to. He's been reading the same almanac for over 30 years now.
That's right, ain't
it? Why, sure, Lum, yes.
You don't reckon he could have got that mixed up? No, he couldn't have. Mr. Kaiser's a feller that builds big plants, and it appears reasonable enough to me that he'd want to put one around here.
Why would he?
Well, because... Well, I don't know just why. It seems like there ought to be some reason, though. Anyways, I wish you wouldn't bring up things like that, Abner.
Well, I'm sorrowful if I said the wrong thing, Lum, but it just seems to me if I... Hurt Doggett, wait a minute. There comes Grandpap right now. Why don't you ask him about that letter? Maybe he's found it.
Well, howdy.
Howdy, Grandpap. Say, you ain't found that letter, have you?
Letter? What letter?
That one that come to the Chambers of Commerce the other day.
Oh, that one. No, never found it.
No.
Well, just what did that letter say, Grandpap? Can you recollect?
Oh, let's see. I forget what that pigeon-toed thing did say.
Well, think hard. You recollected it the other day. It was from Mr. Kaiser, wasn't it?
Kaiser. That might have been the name. I can't think what it was now. K something or other. Kramer, maybe. I don't know.
See you there, Lom.
Oh, me. Grandpap, think hard. What did it say? Who was it from?
I don't recollect, Lom.
Oh, what was the matter with me? Why didn't I find out for sure before I went ahead with all this junk? You was right, Abner. I ain't got no brain.
Oh, now, Lom.
It's the truth. I'm just a big idiot.
You ain't so big.
I reckon I better get on the phone and start canceling things if I can.
That's a good idea.
Well, I guess I better be running along. I got a telegram to deal with. Oh, wait a minute. That's what I come over here for. I forgot.
You mean it's for us?
No, it's for the Chambers of Commerce. I figure as long as Lom taking that other...
Did you say Chambers of Commerce?
My granny, give me that.
Yeah, give it to him, Grandpa. Doggies. Who's it from, Lom? Who's it from, Grandpa? Do you know?
I don't know. Left my specs at home. Couldn't read nothing today at all.
My granny's listen to this, Abner. Arriving Pine Ridge Monday, 11 a.m. In regard plant. Signed, Kaiser.
Huh?
Here, look at it, Abner.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Wait a minute. Is that how he spells his name? K-Y-S-E-R?
Oh, who cares how his name is spelled? The main thing is that he's actually coming.
Yeah.
Granny, let me get to that phone. I'm going to order two steam shovels. Buy twice as much land. Double everything. There ain't nothing too big for Edwards and Kaiser.
Whoa there, hold your horses, Lums. Doesn't the spelling of that name tell you that you've got the wrong Mr. Kaiser? Well, be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, why let your plans for a good time over the weekend be ruined by an acid-upset stomach? Or...